Killian O'Driscoll of Frankfield was described as normal and in good form on the morning of December 14, 2018. He went to sleep in a treehouse-type structure at 11:15 a.m. and at 2:05 p.m. the alarm was raised when he was found not breathing. Staff said they glanced in at him every now and then but didn't physically climb in to check him. A safe sleep policy of checking on sleeping children every 10 minutes was not enforced for his age group since a decision was taken to replace sleep time with yoga. It was unusual for Killian, who had autism, to take a nap, and solicitor for his parents, Amy Connolly, said he should have been monitored.
We cannot understand how Thusla, who are supposed to be the experts, could possibly have permitted the creche to operate if there was no sleep monitoring policy in place, as certainly was the case for Killian, who was not monitored.
Assistant State Pathologist Dr. Margaret Bolster concluded that he died from a viral infection which showed no clinical symptoms that spread from his lungs to his heart, causing sudden death. The jury recorded a verdict of death by natural causes. They also recommended that all staff in all creches are made aware of all policies and procedures in place and are regularly updated on any changes made. Fiona Corker in Cork's 96 FM and C103 News at the City Coroner's Court.